Welcome to the Friends Friday Fun Podcast. Enjoy fun and amusing ways to nurture relationships with insights on improving vision for a brighter future, expanding value with gained wisdom and increased vitality through legacy living. Live your best life now with our host, the dancing motivator, Penny Lee Prevost.
Well, thank you so much, Carl, for that introduction, and welcome everyone to Friends Friday Fun Podcast. I want to say that Friends Friday is always a great experience for me because I have the opportunity to touch somebody's heart in a positive way on Fridays, especially when I have an opportunity to have a guest. And today, my guest is my business partner, Liz M. Raymond. And Liz is a single mom of two grown sons, a serial entrepreneur, a professional business organizer, an accounting professional with 30 years in the field, a champion of women, a philanthropist, and Liz loves to help women entrepreneurs gain economic independence through business financial literacy, connecting the dots between the businesses they birth and the money systems that get them there, especially single mompreneurs. The message that she is on a mission to share is, you have a choice. Whether you choose to do or don't do, the choice is yours. It all begins from within. So welcome, Liz, and happy Friends Friday.
Happy Friends Friday, my friend.
I'm so happy to have you here. And of course, the last episode that I did with Marlene, we talked about commitment. And so now you and I are going to have a quick conversation around the commitment topic, because the four C's for success is a signature part of what we do at Graduate, at Stepping Stones for Success. And I know for you that you've talked many times about the importance of committing to yourself. And I know that is super important. So tell me a little bit about the concept of committing to yourself the way you talk about it.
Yeah. And you know what? It's like whenever we set goals and intentions and whatnot for our business or for our life in general, we always do have to start with ourselves and thinking about, you know, what is that we really want, which has been a challenging question for me to figure out. And as I think probably for a lot of people. So yeah, it's starting with you, and then it's sort of like a domino effect. It moves on to whatever it is that you are working on a commitment for.
Yeah. And I think we mentioned committing to an idea. It still comes back to you, whatever it's your idea, right? Creating a plan for you to be able to follow through on a commitment to yourself of an idea of something that you'd like to accomplish, or something that maybe something new that you would like to try. It can be a little daunting at times too, even though we want to try something new, making a commitment to yourself and following through on that idea or whatever crazy thought you have that has come up. And oftentimes, there might be things that prevent us from following through. So tell me a little bit about your idea about making that commitment to follow through.
Yeah, it's really funny because normally, you know, I think probably when my why is strong enough, I guess I just, you know, take that first step and it's like a domino effect and away I go, and I'm pushing through because whatever that goal or the end result that I'm looking for, you know, I really want it. And it's funny because in the last little while, as you know, I've moved recently, and between working and trying to get unpacked and everything else, I've felt a little bit off center, a little overwhelmed, and I'm still not feeling like I'm in my space. So it was funny because I had committed to doing a week of a challenge where I got out on Facebook Live, reintroduce myself into what I'm doing now, because things have shifted a bit. And that good old friend of mine, Fear, came up and kept me from hitting that button live because I wasn't feeling prepared. I was concerned about being judged. And for really weird reason, like Judgment was huge for some reason, and I really can't figure out why, or haven't figured it out anyway. Yeah, that fear thing. I mean, it's funny because I have tattooed on my arm, feel the fear and do it anyway, but I was not able to step forward. And I think, you know, maybe that commitment wasn't something that I had fully in my heart to do. So I didn't do it, which is
odd. Yeah. And I think really it comes back to the why, right? Like you said, it wasn't strong enough. There was something that there was a disconnect. I know that in some of the wild and crazy ideas that I've had in the past, I've had the fear. I jumped out of an airplane and I was afraid of heights. And through our ongoing strategy sessions and talking about goals and things that we want to accomplish, that was one thing that I had been working on for a long time. And taking little bite-sized steps forward helped me to get there. I just want to do this to prove to myself that I can, and that I can survive on the other side. And then when I got there, there was a challenge with some of the equipment, and they had to do a test to make sure that I could pass to be able to follow through. And I thought, okay, this is a sign that I need to prove I'm strong enough to do this. And I did. And I was able to, because I just in my head, I just really wanted to prove to myself that this idea of being afraid of heights was in my head. And so how silly, you know, to go jumping out of an airplane, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
But I did follow through. And because I did that, that has given me the power and encouragement when I think of other things that I want to do that I'm afraid of. I recapture that feeling and that confidence and that energy to help drive me forward with whatever else it is I'm working on. I always have it in a special place in my heart. And when I need it, I know I can go grab it out of my toolbox, you know?
Yeah. And I, you know, thinking about different things that are going on with me, I really believe it is the why, because when I decided that I was going to move, that once I moved and I was in my own space and I was only responsible for myself, I was going to step into getting healthy again, putting my health as a priority, committing to going to see a trainer once a week. And she puts me through a real good test. But you know what? I could have made an excuse today because my day started off not well. And right. You know what? But I was determined to put my shoes in the bag and get all ready to go. And love that. I don't love the workout, mind you, but I do like the fact that, you know, when I'm done it, a big realization was my back wasn't sore today. So she was helping me to work out with the right body parts so that I'm not trying to work out using my back all the time. And so that commitment, that why, because I want to be healthy, I want to live a long time, be around for my grandchildren, and be able to get down and get back up from playing. Yes. Them, you know, that's a very strong why. And so that commitment is easy peasy for me.
Very good. And I love how you said that you have this very strong why, because I'm sitting here going, okay, well, what's the difference between you doing these lives, this commitment to doing lives on Facebook? You've done it before. It's nothing new, right? You've mm-hmm. done it before. And so why is the fear there of judgment? Because you know that in doing it before, that you learned from the feedback that you got. So people are not really going to judge you. I think it's more, I don't know, I'm just guessing. I think it's your judgment of yourself.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. Because I know I know that I've done the Facebook lives. I did them in 2018. I did them all year. I made a commitment to do the whole year. And it was great. When I really think about it, I really think it's just that I've felt a little, I don't know if it's disconnected or off balance or whatever for the last couple of days, and just made my excuses.
Interesting. Yet I know you because we're business partners, and so we talk often. And your health has been important, but not as important as it is right now to you, because you've made excuses in that area too.
Well, you know what? I think because I hit the big 6-0 this year, and as you know, when my mom was in her 70s, her health wasn't great. And so I know that, you know, time is flying. Like, this year has flown by really quickly. And I thought, you know, if the time keeps flying by this fast and I don't do something now, 70 is going to catch up with me, and I'm going to be swallowing a fistful of pills. I won't move very well. I won't be flexible. Time is of the essence, for sure.
So maybe a good idea might be to make a list, like you just said, you know, with your health. These are all if you don't do it, these are all the things that could potentially happen. And so that's your driving factor to get you to do it now. Maybe making a list like that, if you don't do the Facebook Lives, what are some of the things that will happen as a result of you not doing it, right? So that's another way of looking at it to help you find that deep down why factor, which, you know, this is what I'm really good at, right?
that's a great thing. Bottom line too, with the business stuff, it's like my passion is to help women entrepreneurs and seeing them move forward and everything else. I need to put that on a sign in front of my desk here, I think.
Yes.
Just to make sure that I'm constantly remembering that, because when I'm not doing my Facebook Lives and I'm not sharing information, I'm doing them a disservice of not sharing the wealth of knowledge that I have.
Very true. This is the beginning, right? Making that list that you can have to reflect upon on a daily basis as a reminder of why it is you want to commit to doing those lives, why it is you want to take that step, so that you've got that driving factor there to support you, right?
Well, thank you for that. It's great to have some kind of solution today. I wasn't expecting that.
Well, you know, that's what I do. I listen and I try and pick up on things that can be of assistance, right? To just show you a different way of looking at things. Now, of course, it's time for you to answer the question that our guest Marlene picked from the Positive Attitude Zone talk card questions. And the question she chose for you, and I think this is hilarious because it is right up your alley. What did you learn today? And I know you love to learn. You love learning. So I'm sure you must learn something every single day.
I do, you know, and it's funny, and quite often it happens based on a reflection of something that has happened or not happened. Like I said, coming back from my training session today from working with my trainer, I realized that, you know, I feel stronger, my back feels good, it's not sore. And she said to me throughout the training session, you know, you're doing really well, you're in better shape than you expect, and you have great form. So when I started this, I thought, oh, I'm in such bad shape. I said, be gentle with me because I'm not good at all. And so I think it's being honest and having that honest reflection with myself to not be so hard on myself and actually see what is through different eyes.
Yeah, it's very interesting. So what did you actually learn?
I learned that I don't always see an objective for myself.
Good. That's awesome. You know, the Positive Attitude Zone talk cards are really intended for you to have an opportunity to reflect and to ask other people so you can learn more about them and get different perspectives. So hats off to you. It doesn't surprise me that you learned something today too. Now you get to pick a question for our next episode. There's only 17 weeks left before the end of my 1 year of doing this. Wow. So I think that's pretty cool. So give me a number between 1 and 17.
Okay. My favorite number, 13.
I love that number too. What do you like least about school and why?
Can't wait to really that answer.
Yep. So I'm the one that's going to answer that question on our next episode, which is going to be lots of fun. And I have time to reflect on that. Not like the last time you caught me off guard.
Sometimes that's a good thing.
Yep, for sure. All right. So now, of course, we always like to wrap up our episode with a fun joke. Tell us what you got.
So I, you know what? A lot of the commitments were about psych wards and stuff, and I didn't like them. So I figured, you know, we commit ourselves to goals and all that sort of thing. So I found one that kind of fit that bill.
Good.
So the thing is, what does my mom and dad hopes, goals, and dreams have in common?
I don't know.
They both disappeared after I was born. They didn't have a strong enough why.
Exactly. They didn't have a strong enough why. And, you know, I think it's actually quite fitting because often parents have great goals and dreams, but when they start having a family, they tend to park it in the back and figure that they'll do those things later when the kids are grown and gone, right? And we have a friend of ours that came to my birthday party, Mary McCartney, that talks all about making sure that you don't die before you're dead. Mm-hmm. And so she's going to be on, literally, to wrap up the year. It's going to be on December 31st, my conversation with her. So that'll be a lot of fun. Happy holidays to all of you who are celebrating. And today we have an opportunity to say thank you for all of the people who have contributed and participated in my podcast and also in our Stepping Stones for Success over the past year. We've done lots of great events and had some amazing people join us to learn about how they can understand their why and how to commit and follow through on their goals and objectives. So any further comments from you about commitment?
Yeah, I just like to say thank you to those who did participate in any of our events, whether it be Stepping Stones or even Thriving Forward. We had those for a bit this year, because I'm grateful, though, that even though we teach them, we often learn quite a lot from them as well. So I want to thank them for the lessons and the guidance and for the friendships and the commitment that they made to themselves to just be better and have gain a better potential and reach their potential, I should say. Looking forward to 2022.
Oh yeah, me too. I'm looking forward to an awesome year, and we have some great plans lined up for our business as well as for this podcast. So we've got some pretty amazing guests lined up for the coming year, and oh, we're going to do some pretty amazing things, I think, eh?
We are, for sure. Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Liz, for taking the time out to join me today. Thank you for wrapping up the week with a fun joke for our listeners, and want to thank all of my listeners for joining me on a regular basis. I look forward to talking to you on our next episode about communication. And then Mary will be sharing her expertise about communication. She is a communications expert, and we're going to have an amazing conversation about that to wrap up your year. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a great day, and I'll look forward to talking to you again. Bye for now.
Thanks for winding down your week with our Friends Friday Fun Podcast. Penny Lee is looking to make 1 million friends worldwide. To join her newfound friend fans, fire off an email to hello@pennyleeprevost.com or kick off your shoes and visit the Dancing Motivator Facebook page and drop by her website for more fun ways to live your best life now.